Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got whatever's on your mind, whatever you're thinking about, whatever challenge or opportunity that you're faced with. Somebody has probably said it on the show which we've archived there in one of the podcasts that you can listen to from the show, or somebody has written something. It's hard to believe that in 14 years we don't have something that will give you some insight. If not a silver bullet, you might actually find a silver bullet there on smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Joan King. Joan is the author of A Life on Purpose, Wisdom at Work. Joan, I've tried to contemplate wisdom.
Yes.
And I don't know if I've ever said this to you before, but 20 or so years ago, I was having a really, really, really hard time. It's probably closer to 30 years ago. In the 80s was a really, in some ways, a very tumultuous, in some ways, a very successful year for decade for me. But it was also a very a crucible decade. It was a very tumultuous decade. And I remember at one point in time, I was trying to contemplate what wisdom was. And here's what I came up with.
Okay.
We have, our brain knows things and influences us. Our head does, our gut does those things, and our heart knows things and influences us.
Right.
To me, wisdom is knowing which one to listen to when. What do you think?
I think for me, wisdom is integrating them all in a way that transcends any one of them individually. And what I mean by that is there are even scientists now who are starting to study wisdom. And, for example, they'll give somebody a difficult situation to analyze, and they'll give several people that same situation. And I think that when we're able to let our minds wander, but then shut them off, because, you know, our minds can be unruly, and they can just make up stories.
That's because it has a left side and a right side. They don't always agree.
Rarely yeah, but that. Even if the left and right side get together on a story, they can make up more stories. I mean, we are just great story makers that we look for the meaning in life.
I think that's called justification, not storytelling.
and justification, exactly. So we have to learn how that our minds are not big enough to get around and comprehend the mystery of life. So at a certain point, we have to shut the mind down. Because we could justify anything, as you say, the word justification. You know, you tell me, Joan, if you want to do X, how would you justify it? I'd find a way.
Yeah.
If you want to do something absolutely opposite to that, I could justify that too. So our minds, first of all, is to understand our minds alone do not have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
There is a part of it, and I've coined the term cellular wisdom. And the reason I put the word cellular in there is for us to understand how fundamental wisdom is to our living and our being. Because for us to live, ourselves, C-E-L-L-S, have to be kept alive. What keeps them alive? There is a life force. And if anybody's been with someone who dies, there's that moment when that life force withdraws and they're gone. So in that life force is the wisdom, meaning the evolution of how to navigate life when the first cell came forth, when the first multicellular organism came up. But the issue is, and you mentioned it when you said, and people refer to it this way, what does my gut tell me? It's because that wisdom is pre-verbal. It has no language. It was around long before language was ever developed.
What you're talking about is what you're saying, Joan, is all of us have this capacity,
this
ability, but we each tap into that capability in at different levels. Some not well, some okay, and some very well.
Well, the first requisite is you got to shut up your cortex. You have to let the mind be quiet, because this pre-verbal wisdom is more a feeling, a sense, a tendency. It's quiet, and we can't hear it when we're pounding our brains with stimulus from the outside world or self-talk from the inside world.
Which provokes fight or flight.
That's correct. And that's a normal response of the sympathetic nervous system, that, you know, run away from it.
And folks, I'm only using this as an example just to help out a little bit. What I do sometimes, if I know I'm going into a meeting or if I'm going to get on a phone call where I think I have the potential to get myself into trouble, I could, you know, this call could be fraught with peril. I actually have a talk with myself before that call or before that meeting, and I settle myself down before I go into that call.
It helps me.
Is that what I'm doing? Am I telling my cortex to be quiet?
That's correct. And you're tapping into something that has more wisdom than knowledge. And so here is a question that
quickly.
What is it I know about this that I don't know that I know?
Yeah.
For me, it's
not a question, it's a statement. Keep your mouth shut as much as possible. that always helps me. Hey, Joan, thank you for being here. Give us your website, please.
www.cellular-wisdom.com.
All right. And the book is called A Life on Purpose, Wisdom at Work. It's very good, folks. Very important. Joan, come back again real soon.
I will.
We'll see you next time. Joan King, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too. After these messages, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.